There's another thought.
In Hebrews 2, the verses that were read in the lectures, verse 17, "Wherefore in all things it behoved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted." So as the high priest, as the intercessor, he feels the infirmity of his people. He feels their weakness, because in the trials they go through, he also had gone through these trials, the hatred, the rejection. As we heard, they were going to stone him. Even the misunderstanding of all around him. These are all the temptations that he had gone through. And in that he had suffered being tempted, he is able to tempt them that are tempted. So, and in other, and in chapter 4, he says he was tempted in all things, sin apart. The temptations that he gone through is external, nothing internal, nothing that is in him that reacts to sin. So that's his intercession. In the difficulties that we go through that may cause us to sin, but in the advocate is when we sin. If any man sins, we have an advocate with the Father. And as we heard, God is holy. So when we sin, there is a lack of fellowship between us and the Father. So he takes the place of the advocate to bring us into a relationship with the Father in working in us through the Holy Spirit. When we sin, so the intercession is that we may not sin. As he says to Peter, "I have prayed for thee that your faith may fail not." But the advocacy is when we sin.